I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Each day we bring you a meditation inspired by the ancient Stoics, illustrated with stories from history, current events, and literature to help you be better at what you do. And at the beginning of the week, we try to do a deeper dive, setting a kind of Stoic intention for the week, something to meditate on, something to think on, something to leave you with, to journal about, whatever it is you happen to be doing. So let's get into it. Yes. This is unfair, but you didn't cause this pandemic. You might have even been one of the people who was vocal about the dangers early on. Perhaps you didn't vote for the leaders worldwide who have so failed us in preventing it or protecting us. Yet here you are, stuck dealing with the fallout. You're healthy. You're unlikely to have health complications from the virus. Your grandparents aren't around anymore. Yet here you are at home under legal restrictions, prevented from working or living your life as you like. Maybe, unlike some businesses, you've kept large cash reserves. Maybe, unlike some investors, you didn't overleverage yourself and you don't have large debt payments to service, which means that on top of this pandemic, which again is not your fault, you're not in a position to be bailed out by hastily constructed government stimulus plans. It's unfair, it's frustrating, but it's reality. The Stoics would say, so what? Whoever promised you fair, whoever promised you that you'd be made whole? The reward for being right, for being prudent in your affairs, Marcus Aurelius said, is not external. Don't look for the third thing, he said. Don't look to be looked after first. That's not how this works. You do what's right because it's right. Of whom much is given, much is expected. Remember that. That is what is fair, even when it isn't.
Keep the rhythm. Marcus Aurelius must have known that as emperor, he was part of a grand and great history. As a philosopher, he also knew that all people are part of a rhythm pulsing through both history and their own lives. He liked to remind himself not to lose that beat. Return to your philosophy, he would tell himself when he drifted. Don't give in to distractions. In fact, he tried to constantly return to this rhythm. That kind of awareness, paying a special attention, is something he learned from reading Epictetus, who told his students that while none of us can be perfect, we can catch ourselves when we begin to slide, when we drift from where we should be. So can you feel that rhythm this week? Can you connect to it? Can you think of the times when you really were locked into it? Can you do that again? Walk the long gallery of the past, of empires and kingdoms succeeding each other without number. And you can also see the future, for surely it will be exactly the same, unable to deviate from the present rhythm. It's all one, whether we've experienced 40 years or 40 million. What more is there to see? Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 749. When forced, as it seemed, by circumstances into utter confusion, get a hold of yourself quickly. Don't be locked out of the rhythm any longer than necessary. You'll be able to keep the beat if you are constantly returning to it. It's Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 6:11. When you let your attention slide for a bit, don't think that you will get back a grip on it whenever you wish. Instead, bear in mind that because of today's mistakes, everything that follows will be necessarily worse. Is it possible to be free from error? Not by any means, but it is possible to be a person always stretching to avoid error, for we must be content to at least escape a few mistakes by never letting our attention slide. This idea of the rhythm, this idea of philosophy being sort of a place that you return to is a really beautiful idea to me, and I think it's something to think about this week. You know, the Stoics talk a lot about water, and Marcus Aurelius talks about stepping in the same river twice, how that's impossible. But I also think of sort of the rhythm of life. Zeno talks about a smooth flow of life. I think when we're unhappy, when we're distracted, when we're bored, when we're disconnected, when we're detached, it's because we sort of lost that rhythm. We've stepped out of it. We've gone into an eddy or a shallows, and we've lost, you know, the current of that river that should be pulling us along. We've lost the rhythm, right? And so this idea of there being sort of a flow is really important. And so that's why, like, as a writer, I'm kind of like, I'm never not writing. I'm trying to always kind of keep the same routine, keep my attention focused. I'm not sort of on, off. To me, that's really a recipe for being kind of like a hit or miss, right? That's a recipe for feeling it some days, not feeling it some days, for losing track of where you should be. I kind of prefer to just sort of always be in the rhythm. It's kind of been a weird thing from the pandemic where it's like all the days have blurred into each other, but not in a bad way. It's kind of been in a good way. It just feels like I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm just locked in always. Like I'm just, you know, I'm just showing up, doing what I need to do, and then coming home and doing the other things I need to do. And there's parts of it that are boring, parts of it a little disorienting. It's, you know, I heard a joke. I was listening to Pete Holmes' podcast the other day, and Kumail Nanjiani was talking about a movie that he'd seen, and he goes, because this is the pandemic, I either saw it yesterday or 4 months ago. And I think that's right. You sort of lose the perception of time, but that's because you're so in the rhythm. Like, I've always thought, like, when you lose track of what day it is, it's usually a sign you're doing something you really like. You're like, man, what day is it? And that's because things are going well, or you're just locked in and you're present. So this idea of the rhythm is really important, but I also want to balance that with what Marcus Aurelius was talking about, which is when you slip, when you mess up, don't like beat the crap out of yourself. Just get back to it, right? Like I do intermittent fasting, right? And on election day, we were like, okay, we're going to gorge ourselves. Just we're going to stress eat, get this done, watch what happens. But I think in past parts of my life, that sort of deviation from it, it would have really messed me up. It would have been hard to, no, it's like you just come back to it, right? You just adjust, you come back to it. The idea of the rhythm, it's like, okay, so you did have a bad day. Now come back to it. Start again fresh, right? Journaling too. What do you do? I used to journal and I stopped. What should I do? Start journaling today. It's not that complicated, right? You can start again now. You can come back to the rhythm because the rhythm is, it's like, it's outside you. It's there. It's always going. It's independent of you, and you can tap into that energy anytime you want. Grab water from the stream, whatever metaphor or analogy you want to use. So don't be too hard on yourself. At the same time, again, there's attention always. I think Epictetus's point is, if you let your attention slide, it can be harder than it's certainly, although it's always possible to come back to the rhythm, it's easier just to stay on the beat and never leave it. So that's where habits come from. That's where accountability comes from. That's where consistency comes from. Keep yourself in the rhythm. Lock into it. That's what we're doing here. I wish you a great week. Stick with your habits. Stick with your routine. Let the flow take you. And then if you mess up, if you fall off, don't kick yourself. Just come right back to it. Return to philosophy. Let it guide you. Let it teach you. And keep going, and I'll see you on the other side.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It's incredible to think that these episodes have been listened to more than 3 million times. If you could do us a huge favor and just leave a quick review of the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or whatever you're listening to this on, we'd really appreciate it. The reviews help with visibility and help bring Stoicism to even more people. Thanks again. Talk soon. Thank you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80, that's 80, to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.